I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen. To mash up quotes from both my guests, this day is bananas, B-A-N-A-N-A-S. It's Watch What Happens Live with Mindy Kaling and Rachel Zoe now. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, in the Bravo Clubhouse with one guest who has one of Hollywood's sharpest minds and another who makes sure Hollywood always looks sharp. As a writer, actor, producer, never has my first guest ever failed to delight us. Season 2 of her show, Never Have I Ever, is out on Netflix now. Welcome, Mindy Kaling. Hi, Mindy. So happy to see you. And how excited am I to introduce my next guest? I literally die. She and her husband co-host the podcast Works For Us with Rachel Zoe and Roger Berman. Sorry, Raj. It's Rachel Zoe. Hey, Rach. It is so good to see both of you.
You.
I have to. You're wearing vintage Missoni.
Yes.
And you are wearing
Dolce & Gabbana.
Oh, love them both.
Supporting the Italians tonight. We are.
Yes,
yes we are.
Supporting the Italians. Good. Over at the bar, she wrote a book with the title that might be Rachel's worst nightmare: Yoga Pant Nation, a novel. It's Lori Gelman. Lori, this is not a horror story, right?
No, this is, any good woman knows that yoga pants are the perfect piece of clothing that has ever been invented.
Okay, Rachel, are you going to co-sign on that? Okay,
this is... You know, should I say nothing, okay, or should I say
no,
everything?
It's good. I'm so happy to see both of you. I mean, this really means that life is getting back to normal because you both actually flew to New York. You're here. You're doing press for the 18 shows you have on the air right now.
Yes. Thank you. Slacker. You're doing God's work. I have an excuse to leave my home.
Yes, that's
good. This is so nice.
Well, Mindy, not only are you lending your voice to the new series Monsters at Work, but you famously played against one of the biggest work monsters there was, Michael Scott, although he was very innocent. But I have questions for you about bad behavior you've seen in the workplace that would never earn a Dundee. What's the scariest day job you had while trying to make it big?
Scariest day job. I think being a babysitter.
Yes, that is. And now you're kind of a babysitter again.
Yeah, I know what I was about to say. I was like, because I was about to say I'm not a kid person. I was like, wait, I have kids.
I have, yes, exactly.
I can't say that.
Without naming names, what's the most monstrous meltdown you've ever witnessed from a fellow actor on set? I mean, have you seen an actor like overturn a crafty table or anything like that?
So I have seen... I've seen an actor be ready on set, and then another actor, this is an actress, ready on set, and then another actress comes out, and because the other actress has better lighting, we had to shut down production.
Wow.
and reconfigure, wow. reconfigure blocking. Okay. So that I thought, I mean, I, yes, I mean, no,
that was pretty intense.
But
yeah,
I was also impressed by that.
Yes.
So then,
I mean, and I just want to say, we did get the lighting right tonight, and Rachel did come out. So I'm just kidding. What is the worst note? Oh, thank you. What's the worst note you've ever gotten from an executive, from a network executive, or on a show you're working on?
The worst note I've ever gotten. One note that I got from a network executive is that they just didn't like an actor on one of my shows, and they just were like, next episode, I just don't want to see them on the show.
Right.
So like, I was like, yeah, but we write stories. It'd be weird if that character disappeared.
Right,
and
right.
And he was like, I don't care. They're just gone.
Wow. And yeah. Did you pull that out?
Oh, yeah. They were just gone.
That's incredible.
And then they were just like, why is Mindy Kaling drunk? Like, what happened to her characters? Where are they just disappearing?
Right.
So, yeah.
Exactly. See, that's what happens.
That's what happens.
People like continuity. Do you have a number one coworker pet peeve?
Number one coworker pet peeve.
Yeah.
We used to keep the office set very cold.
Uh-huh.
It was like 60 degrees.
Yes.
And I remember not being able to do anything about that.
Right.
It's
there you go.
A little cold.
Monitor the temp. Thank you very much, Mindy, Kaling, Rachel Zoe, since you're always down to give a crash course in styling, it's time for you to school some ladies who know that money can't buy you class.
Oh, no.
We need your fashion reads on The Housewives, okay?
Oh, no. So, I'm so excited.
This is a big topic right now, our first item of clothing. Beverly Hills Housewife Crystal Minkoff's ALC leather pants, okay? God. They have been called ugly by Sutton, who is also on the show. Now, what is your opinion of these leather pants?
I mean, it's hard. She seems to really like them and
right.
really confident in them.
Right,
Andy,
okay. Well, then that's a good point.
I wouldn't
they
wear them.
They make her
them.
Feel confident, but you would not wear them.
I personally would
is
not wear
the
them.
Is it the pleating that is causing...
It's the pleating. It's the bottom is... like gathered.
Okay.
Right? And
yeah.
So I just, they would not look good on me, but the smile on her face is telling me she
there
has
you
confidence.
Go. Okay.
And I feel like pants
yes.
are a very personal thing.
Okay.
They
all
are.
Right. Now, is this next one fashion or trash? And this is Leah's mini dress she didn't realize was on backwards. Does that work backwards?
It's snug.
It's not good. Okay. No, okay, it's trash, hon. What about Dorit's head-to-toe Vuitton? Now, is there such a thing as piling on too many labels
I
in
love
your
this
mind?
Look.
You love
so
this look.
I'm very much more is more. This is an outrage. This is a
yes.
crazy outfit.
I mean,
but,
listen,
like,
I think...
You, of course, can't like this. I mean, that's like why you're
is it, it's too much for you.
Yes. I feel like subtle is classy.
Okay,
subtle
very
tomato,
good, fine.
Or subtle is classy. This
okay, moving on to Potomac. We've got two nude illusion ensembles.
I think this is really chic.
Okay, very good. You found what we like.
I think this
now
is
what,
really chic.
Back to
fashion.
Beverly Hills, Sutton's kooky bow blouse.
Okay. So here's the thing. It's really a lot.
Yes.
It's really over the top.
Yes.
But I know Sutton.
Yes.
And she's living for it.
Okay,
so.
Very good. Okay, you're going to
so
give
like,
it to her.
I'm not wearing
okay.
it, Andy.
Now, what about this furry bra top and bedazzled blazer? Where do we go with this?
I wouldn't pair the two.
Okay, you wouldn't pair the two? That's
I wouldn't
kind.
Pair the two.
Okay, you're good. Your buddies Lisa Rinna and Kyle's matching Parisian dresses. who wore it best here? I mean, it's
oh,
kind of hard
God,
to say, right?
That's hard.
Yeah, they look great.
They look great, and they're so cute, and okay. I just can't.
Very good. Now, what about this Vuitton bucket hat? Are you
okay.
into it?
Okay. So, okay.
Yeah.
So, at least, okay, no, I wouldn't wear it.
Okay.
But she pulled this shirt to match the top. Like, she
yes.
took a color.
Yes.
And did it with the lip and
okay.
the thing. So, no, I wouldn't wear it.
Okay.
But,
that's
again,
all right.
feeling
yes.
it. Feeling
okay.
it, Andy.
Yes.
We don't
Mindy,
have do's
do
and
like
don'ts anymore, Andy.
I'm telling you, I'm very like new money. Like I just I got rich like 5 years ago. So for me, I'm like wearing
right.
the bucket hat.
Right.
I'm wearing
right.
a giant
yes.
L.
Right.
So like that's
okay.
that's
all right.
You know.
Thank you very
you.
Much, Rachel. By the way,
Mindy,
speaking
the
of your money, and I do want to talk about your money.
Please.
Do you
Please.
Do the checks for the office? I mean, are you all rolling in it from, I mean, because it seemed, now it's on Peacock. It was on, I mean.
Yeah.
Are the checks still healthy for the Office?
The checks are still pretty good.
Wow.
They're pretty good.
And it's the Office.
They're they're not like buy a house good, but they're like help pay for your kids' education.
Okay. That's good.
It's a good. Yeah.
Rachel, what do you think the number one question for you was? It's the same as the number one question every time Brad Goreski is here.
God.
How is your relationship with Rachel? How is your relationship with Brad? Beth C. wants to know, is it uncomfortable to see him at events when you're out, or is it all past?
I don't see him. I don't see him.
You don't see him?
No.
Okay.
What happened?
The Rachel Zoe Project, you need to binge it. It's probably up on Peacock.
Isn't it professional?
Okay, it's someone that used to work for her, and then they kind of had a falling out.
But I didn't know.
People should be professional. They should.
Okay. Interesting.
Right.
Okay.
All right. There you go.
I like. She's classy. Like, if I had some issue, I would not be so classy.
Mindy, Patrick Kay said, I'm so excited you're voicing Velma in the new Scooby-Doo spinoff. I was very excited.
I'm so excited about that. You have no idea.
Since a Scooby-Doo writer confirmed last summer that Velma is a lesbian, will that be the case in the new show?
I'll say there'll be a lot of modern twists.
Modern twists.
And I think people will be excited about the way that we're approaching culture.
Okay, very good. Let's take questions from the virtual fans. Here's Bradley and Sandy from Missouri for Mindy Kaling. What's your question?
Hi, Mindy. Hi, Rachel. Hi, Andy.
Hey.
Mindy, were you surprised at how much attention you got a few weeks ago when you wore a diamond ring on your ring finger?
And did anyone from your personal life think that you were engaged and not telling them?
Wait, I was really surprised because I went to dinner. I went to like this Italian restaurant and I'm doing it again.
Oh.
I'm doing it again. I always wear.
Oh, they're going to talk again. I love that ring. But.
Well, because I just think, I don't know. I think it's like sad tyranny that like if you can't wear anything on this ring finger, if you're not married.
I like that.
Do you know what I mean?
You know what? I'm putting my rings on my ring finger too. F off, everybody.
And they thought I was married, and then it was, of course, I'm not. But I think it was.
I like that.
So I'm just doing it.
Yes. Okay. Good. So am I. You do. Here's Suzanne from New Jersey for Rachel Zoe. Hey, Suzanne.
Hey, Rachel. I was your camp counselor at sleepaway camp.
At Bryn Mawr?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I mean, do you remember her?
No, but do you remember me crying every single day?
No, I actually have a picture. I have a picture.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow. That's so cute.
Good.
Raj wants to see the picture, counselor.
You're so super cute.
Crazy.
Wow.
39 years ago, I was a counselor.
Wow. Exactly. Exactly.
What's your question?
So since we never got to see Taylor getting fired on the show, Rachel Zoe Project, no. What was your sit down with her really like? And can you finally tell us what she did to betray you?
Ooh, a lot of flashback questions today.
Ooh, the answer is I wish that I could tell you.
Okay.
But I actually can't tell you. Is that correct, babe?
It's illegal.
More or less.
Yes.
But it wasn't good.
Let's
put it that way. And she was very dishonest.
Okay. There you go. Ooh. Thanks, virtual fans. Appreciate it. That's amazing. Mm-hmm. Mindy, Clarissa M. said the Ocean's 8 cast was so iconic. I need to know what Rihanna was like on set. Was she as cool as I think she would be in real life? And did she smell amazing?
Okay. She smelled amazing. She was quiet.
Really?
Yeah, she was like very quiet, super chill, and just like sweet. And she would do this thing, which is such a baller move, which was like, if you just like mentioned like, oh, I love Fenty, you would just go to your trailer and there'd be like, you know, all this lingerie for you or makeup or really cool shoes or something like that.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, so she's like the opposite of me, just like quiet and classy and generous. But like, awesome.
Peyton W., Rachel, what was going through your mind the infamous night Jennifer Lawrence fell at the Oscars? Was your first thought about if the dress was okay? You famously styled her that night. She was wearing Christian Dior.
Yeah, she actually, it was interesting because she was so breathtaking. And actually, it was so like, It was so Jennifer to do that fall because, as you know, she's very like self-deprecating, whatever.
Yeah.
That it would it almost seemed in a way, and she fell so beautifully that like the dress was just like cascading down the stairs and the diamonds down her back and like. She wasn't hurt. So
were you like, oh my God, she looks amazing?
I was like, that was the most graceful, beautiful fall I'd seen in fashion. Like,
yes.
It was really, or in Hollywood. I thought it was really beautiful, and she really handled it so well.
Well, Mindy's show, Never Have I Ever, follows the misadventures of a high schooler. Both my guests are navigating a world that can feel a lot like middle school, Hollywood. So it's time for an industry edition of Never Have I Ever. I'm going to read off behaviors. If you've done it, sip your drink, okay? Never have I ever forgotten to return an outfit I borrowed from a designer. You're playing this too, RZ.
Okay. Thinking, honestly.
So you drink it if you've... Oh, wow. You've never done that.
I've always returned stuff.
Very good.
Always.
Never have I ever tripped on a red carpet.
Oh.
Okay. Never have I ever made it onto a worst dress list.
Oh.
Okay. Never have I ever told a friend how much I love their new movie or show when I'd never actually seen it.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Never have I ever been seated next to a celebrity at an event who I did not care for.
Oh.
Never have I ever received re-gifted swag bag freebies.
Have I ever given them?
Re-gifted them, yes.
No, I can't. You're going to get caught. No.
Oh,
you're
going to
get caught.
Oh, I do it all the time.
No, can't.
Never have I ever slid into a fellow celebrity's DMs.
Like in a sexual way?
No, just anyway.
Oh, like hi? I did that to you today.
Yes. Oh, wow. I need to check my DMs. What about in a sexual way?
I know. Why did I even bring that up? No, obviously not. Yes.
All right. Never have I ever texted with Oprah Winfrey. Yeah. What was the last text you think you sent her about?
The last text. I wish I had my phone and I could.
I do too.
Wait, tell me.
I might have been a happy birthday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're not like.
Yeah.
She thought I wouldn't. She wrote her not like as close as you guys are.
I'm not close to her, but I love her.
I saw the photo of her being like.
Yeah, she was on this show, and I blast the photo everywhere.
Andy, that's like really big.
Yes.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you for playing Never Have I Ever. Rachel, we got a lot of questions wanting to know if you would ever consider doing another reality show.
Working on it.
Interesting. What is your guilty pleasure these days? I saw you on your Instagram with the woman from Selling Sunset. Is that it?
So I don't believe in guilty pleasures.
Okay, good. I don't either. Yes.
I just believe in pleasure.
Yes, me too.
Yeah. I agree with you.
Do you have time to watch TV? You're doing 85 million things and a mother of two.
You would be surprised. Isn't it like embarrassing sometimes how like you're like, I guess I do have time.
Right.
You
know,
I guess I'm pretending to be so busy. But yeah, I watch your shows, which is, and then obviously I love real estate. So I'll watch Selling Sunset, that kind of thing.
All right. Well, guys, it is time for Watch What Happens 5. Rachel Zoe isn't just a trendsetter when it comes to clothes, but in the way she tailors the English language to suit her needs.
No.
Tonight, we are counting down the top 5 Zoeisms from the Rachel Zoe Project.
Oh, God.
Number 5 is a phrase that works literally all of the time. It's...
Oh, my God.
Our number 4 is a loving term of endearment.
Sky.
Well, we are crazy about number 3. It's...
Bananas.
When a moment's big, there's no time for 2 syllables. Number 2 is...
It's really mean.
And giving us life at number 1, it's...
I die.
Thank you very much, Rachel. Oh, my God. New mage, bananas, Zoeisms, literally tell us because we die.
God.
She does have 5
that's
catchphrases.
A lot. Like,
that's true.
You know what, Andy? I actually find now lately I catch myself and I feel inappropriate saying it, but instead of saying I die, I actually go dead. And I literally, like, I've been styling someone in Cannes and remotely, and it's been, and she just looked so extraordinary. And I literally just, everything was like, dead. I had nothing else to say but dead.
Now we know what we would be seeing if RZP was on right now. I want to thank Mindy, Rachel, and Lori for being here. We'll see you tomorrow night, guys. Good night.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices
down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Never Have I Ever, season 2 out on Netflix. Woo! Rachel Zoe's podcast, Woo! Works for Us with Rachel Zoe and Roger Berman. Lori Gelman wrote Yoga Pant Nation, a novel. Lori, how many days a week do you actually watch Live with Kelly and Ryan?
Zero.
Really?
Oh. No, you know what? I used to watch it all the time.
Yes.
And somebody didn't appreciate my notes.
Yeah.
You know, the chiron was spelled wrong and somebody missed the shot here.
Yeah, right.
Nobody appreciated that.
Yeah, I bet.
I stopped watching.
Okay, all right. That makes sense. Let's go back to our virtual fans for questions. Marissa from New Jersey, what's your question for Mindy?
Hi, Andy. I love you so much. And when are BravoCon tickets going on sale?
I don't know the answer to that, actually.
I'm waiting. I was there last time. It was like the best day of my life.
Aww.
Mindy, you're stunning. And my question is, would you ever see yourself revisiting your Mindy Project character in either a reboot or in a movie?
Ugh, what a great question, and I would love to. For the fashion alone, and for the guys.
Great. Yeah, right.
Yeah, good-looking guys in that show.
You had cute.
Cuties.
Yeah. Jenny from New York, what's your question for Rachel?
Hi, Andy. Thank you for having me. I love you all so much, but my question is for Miss Rachel. So, does Roger have to get his outfits approved by you before he leaves the house? And do you think his style has improved over the years just by sheer proximity to you?
Okay, so the answer is, if he's going somewhere that I'm going with him, yes, he has to, because we have to look like we're going to the same place, right? And when he's not with me, I think he pulls out all of his most disgusting things. In all seriousness, I'm like, have I taught you nothing? And then I think, has his style evolved? Yes, it really has. It's gotten better. In the pandemic, he fell backwards about 30 steps.
But we all did. Better. We all did.
Better.
Well, Mindy, you are writing the script for Legally Blonde 3.
Movie,
we're a hot dog. We want it real bad. So please bend and spill some tea about what we can expect. I don't know how many of these questions you'll be able to answer,
Okay. But
see what you can do.
Love it.
Have you had any calls with Elle Woods herself, Reese Witherspoon, about where you're going with this?
Yes.
Yes, you have.
Yep.
Since you're good friends with Reese, what's it like when she excitedly pitches an idea that you maybe don't love? How does that work?
Luckily Reese knows the character so well,
right,
and hasn't done that.
Okay.
And so I haven't had that.
So
that
far,
issue
so
yet.
Good.
Yeah, so far, so good.
Since the original movie is so beloved still, what was the most intimidating part of signing on to continue the story?
I think it's just like capturing the voice, and also like things like the bend and snap. There's so many iconic moments in that we have to come up with our new version of that. So that's intimidating.
How did Reese know to put you? Did you pitch yourself for this, or how did it happen?
No, I was just like working on my shows, and she asked me to do it. So I'm writing it with my friend Dan Gore, who created Brooklyn Nine-Nine, and so he's super funny. And so yeah, she approached us.
Wow.
Yeah.
No big deal.
Okay, now will you be writing in you and Reese's Wrinkle in Time co-star Oprah Winfrey?
Will I be writing a role for Oprah Winfrey?
Yes.
That had not occurred to me.
Okay, well, think about it.
You could see her in the Elle Woods universe.
Yes.
Okay.
Do you think we will see more Paulette, Jennifer Coolidge?
1,000%.
Okay, good. Will Elle be running for president?
I can't say.
Okay, anymore, okay. Yes. How many drafts of the screenplay have you gone through as of this date?
We're still working on our kind of first draft.
Okay. Is Bruiser the dog still with us?
He'd be very old.
Yes, he would be very old. Okay, okay. Do you have an all-time favorite Legally Blonde quote?
It's hard?
I want to give it up for Mindy Kaling and Rachel Zoe and Lori Goldman. Thanks for hanging out with us today. Check out the podcast. Check out Never Have I Ever. Check out Yoga Pant Nation. For more, click around BravoTV.com. Thanks, everybody. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.
Once upon a beat. Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the new Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Once Upon a Beat.